You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Well, according to the California State University, the higher education system educates the most racially, ethnically, economically, and academically diverse student body in the nation. However, an investigative series found the data, without context, can be misleading and overshadow room for improvement. Michael Zinstein covers higher education for Cal Matters. I spoke with Michael to discuss his ongoing series titled Lagging Behind, Cal State's Education of Black Students. We focus specifically on Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, which Michael found is the only public university in the state where more than half of the undergraduate students are white. He also found that Cal Poly has the lowest enrollment of black undergraduates out of any Cal State or UC campus, enrolling just 146 out of a student body of more than 20,000. That's less than 1%. Michael shares how this gap ultimately shapes campus culture and the college experience.
What sparked your ongoing series exploring how Black students are faring within, more broadly, the Cal State system?
That is a great question. I was interested in Black students in particular because I am interested in the progress of small groups. African American and Black students are only 4% of the Cal State system. That amounts to roughly 17,000 students out of a system of 480,000. That includes graduate students. So if we're just looking at undergraduate students, 422,000 or so. 4%, it's not a big number. And so at 4%, a system could achieve a lot and still not do more to help students that it's been graduating at lower rates. And I just wanted to home in on that. You know, when we talk about people of color, it's this common catch-all term. That includes Latino students, other groups, sometimes Asian American students. The progress of Latino students at the CSU, at the Cal State system, how go Latino students, so go the Cal State system. So goes the Cal State system. Why? Because Latino students represent, I think, almost half of all students at the Cal State system. But that's not the same case for Black students. And so I just didn't want the numbers for Black students to get hidden in this person of color, or what the CSU uses, underrepresented minority framework.
What stands out to you when it comes to African American and Black Cal State students compared to other races and ethnicities when it actually trickles down to graduation rates?
So Black students at the CSU, they have lower graduation rates than any of the other prominent groups. Now this is based on last year's data. I frankly haven't looked at the most recent data that was published like 2 weeks ago. But historically, the gap between white students and Black students for six-year graduation rates is, you know, slightly more than 20 percentage points. Mm. And that's been the case for about a decade and a half. And this is all data that the Cal State system publishes. And there are much wider gaps when you look at specific campuses.
You ended up honing in on one campus, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. What led you to begin looking into this specific campus?
I was just fascinated with Cal Poly. We can call it Cal Poly, not to be confused with the other polytechnics, Pomona and Humboldt. Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo, it's the crown jewel of the Cal State system. It is the hardest campus to get into. It has the lowest admissions rate. And yet, across numerous diversity indicators, it lags not just the other Cal State campuses, but the UCs as well. And, you know, I just wanted to examine that. I wanted to understand, you know, the question governing the reporting was, is it okay for an elite public university to not have a demographic, campus demographic that represents California. And there are people who might not think that's a problem. But we know that the Cal State system prides itself on access and inclusion. And we know through the reporting that I did and the reporting of others that Cal Poly has been trying to attract and retain more Black students and students of color. But whatever they've been doing, it hasn't moved the needle. So based on my analysis of public data, the Cal Poly has had the lowest rate of Black students, Black undergraduate students for almost two decades. It's had the lowest share of Black applicants who want to enroll as freshmen, the lowest share of any UC and CSU. And that to me was also fascinating because it just suggested something, you know, why is that? Why are Black students choosing not to even apply to Cal Poly? They're applying to other highly competitive institutions. They're applying to UCLA in much higher numbers. They're applying to Berkeley at much higher numbers, San Diego State. They're applying to campuses that are similarly tucked away from large urban centers. You know, Humboldt, you know, Cal Poly Humboldt attracts a higher share of Black students. UC Santa Cruz attracts a higher share of Black students. UC Santa Barbara as well. You know, UC Santa Barbara, UC Santa Cruz, and Cal Poly are all in counties that have a very low share of Black students. So there are many ways to look at the data and compare Cal Poly to other campuses to note that Cal Poly is an outlier. It's an anomaly.
Because it was less than 1%. It's 146 students, undergraduate students.
Yes. In a campus of 21,000 undergraduate students, Cal Poly enrolls 146 Black undergraduates. That is slightly less than 0.7%.
What were the main challenges in figuring out why? I mean, we're able to compare and look at UC and other Cal State campuses, but, you know, especially with your investigation, looking at data, I mean, there are, I would imagine, lots of barriers that you need to overcome and obstacles to overcome to get to the root cause of what's going on and hopefully get to some solutions as well to remedy the problem.
You know, I'm not sure I arrived at a root cause. I think, you know, we could be reductive about it and say Cal Poly doesn't have more Black students because not that many are applying to it. And I can't answer the question as to why so few Black students are applying. You know, the people that I spoke to, both students and academics, even academics not associated with Cal Poly, but who study sociology, who study, you know, issues of race and in Black identity, in politics and in society and in higher education, you know, they point to the fact that reputations can matter. And Cal Poly has had a history of racial prejudice, well publicized. You know, 2018 comes to mind. There were at least two incidents of blackface on campus. And, you know, and a party, like a frat gathering, fraternity gathering or party, where members dressed up in stereotypical, you know, gangster attire. You know, people wrote to me saying, nothing has changed. You know, one mother wrote to me telling me that when her daughter was a student at Cal Poly a few years ago, she didn't feel comfortable. You know, it's something that, you know, one sociologist described it as a whisper network. You know, people talk whether the data captures it or not. And all of that adds up to not that many Black students on campus, but the story, you know, would not have been as interesting if I just left it at that. I wanted to hear from Black students as to why it's a problem that that there are so few Black students on campus. How does it hurt them socially? How does it hurt them academically?
How does it shape their college experience? I mean, there's 146 out of more than 20,000 students, as you said, just less than 0.7%.
Yeah, it, you know, several students described to me overt racism. Two students talked about being called the N-word by their white peers. You know, N-word with the hard R. I think that distinction matters. And, you know, for one student, it was the first time that they were called the N-word with a hard R, and it was her third day as a freshman on campus. She, you know, she was a student athlete, and she's with her community of athletes, and she's called that word. And, you know, some folks may wonder, well, what was the context? And I don't think that matters. I mean,
no.
That word cannot be used. And for that student in particular, you know, I quoted her saying that just changed the whole trajectory of her life. It changed her major, it changed her focus.
Because college is it's a new chapter in a young person's life, a young adult's life. And that happened 3 days into their freshman year.
Correct. It's almost like it set the tone. And some of the students said they're confident that if there were more Black students on campus, even one or two more in the room, then they wouldn't be called that. They wouldn't be called the N-word.
What has Cal Poly said in response to your reporting? I mean, this is an ongoing series of reporting looking broadly at the Cal State system, but this recent report that you just published looked specifically at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. What is their response to all of this?
So I do want to say they never agreed to an on-the-record interview. I asked 5 times. I asked first when I presented my analysis of the data, and they turned down an interview and instead sent me a 1,200-word written email. 1,200 words is like a medium-sized article in journalism world. And then when I wanted to bring up, and then when I was wrapped up my interviews with 6 of the Black students who went on the record for the story, I reached out to Cal Poly, and again, no interview request granted, and they wrote 600 words this time. What's Cal Poly doing? According to what they wrote, they're doing things that you would expect a university to do. They're increasing financial aid for low-income students. The hypothesis there being that because Black families are more likely to be low-income in California and the U.S., then more financial aid will be an enticement to attend the campus. There is something called cluster hires that increasingly more universities are doing. Cluster hires, when you can hire individuals who have a particular research focus. And in this case, the research focus is something to do with diversity and inclusion. And it can be in any field. It can be in chemistry, it can be in bio, it can be in literature. So through cluster hires, if you specify a kind of familiarity with diversity, either as a research practice or as a teaching, something that you've been able to do in your teaching, that tends to attract more Black candidates.
You mentioned UC Santa Barbara, UC Santa Cruz, Cal State Polytechnic University, and Humboldt, which is obviously in Northern California. They have a more diverse student body. They're able to attract a student body that is more reflective of the diversity of the state. What can we learn from those campuses that could perhaps be applied to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo?
You know, I really don't want to say I found an answer. I think, you know, that's for the PhDs. You know, but My role as a journalist is to bring the data to the fore and bring some of these competing ideas to the fore, and also explain how these tiny numbers affect individuals. And I want to get back to that. It wasn't just overt racism that students talked about. It was their experiences, you know, we could call it soft racism. One student spoke eloquently about always being stared at, always being looked at, like this rubbernecking, you know, the same way that like folks may like slow down to see a car crash on the highway. She described this rubbernecking when she was walking around campus last year, and she's a freshman. So, you know, that can weigh on you. And also in the classroom experience is diminished when you're the only Black student in that class. And this is based on what the students told me. They become the spokesperson for the entirety of Blackness. And we're talking about students' academics. This becomes an academic issue. This becomes a rigor issue.
What surprised you most throughout your reporting?
The resilience of the students. You assume that students are resilient. They go through a lot. College is a lot more expensive these days. The typical student today just experiences so many more headwinds. Never dismiss a student because they're young. They're going through a lot, and they're handling a lot. When I say the resilience of these Black students, given all the other expectations placed upon them, you know, Cal Poly is an academically rigorous space. They find a way to stick together. They find a way to be each other's, social glue. One student told me it is the work of Black students at Cal Poly that is keeping the students who are Black there.
As opposed to the university.
As opposed to the university. When I was speaking to the students, they knew each other's stories, the stories of overt racism. They were actually like conferring with each other in front of me about which stories to tell. It's like, oh, should I tell that story? What about that story? They share. They are each other's support systems. And another student said, if it wasn't for the Black Student Union or the Black Academic Excellence Center, which is the Black Resource Center, the 600 square foot Black Resource Center on the college campus, if it wasn't for that group and that space, she would have transferred out last year.
Wow.
So
incredibly instrumental and invaluable having those types of that type of support and resources on campus.
Yeah, the resources that the students seem to be guiding, right? I mean, yes, Cal Poly provided the space, but the students made the space into what it is. It's always just really, I don't want to say the word rewarding because the students shared a lot of trauma with me, but they have that resilience and they have that hope too. They're hopeful. You know, several presented this concept of the chicken and the egg. How do you attract more Black students to Cal Poly, given that Cal Poly is a place where the current students experience racism? You know, and why do you want to attract more students? Because the assumption is if you have this critical mass of Black students, and there's scholarship to back this up, I don't want to say it's an assumption. So if you have this critical mass, then, overt racism can die down. Some of the soft racism can die down. These microaggressions, these like generalizations about Black students. So this is the chicken and the egg. This is the catch 22. If the campus has this reputation of being a place where Black students experience racism and already has so few Black students, why should Black students go there? More Black students. Yet the campus needs more Black students for this racial agita to die down. And, for the students who I spoke to, they want more Black students there. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing your reporting.
Thanks so much for having me and for this conversation.
And that is Michael Zinstein, who covers higher education for Cal Matters. I spoke with Michael to discuss his ongoing series titled Lagging Behind, Cal State's Education of Black Students. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.